from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, investigators say they consider the cause of the big rusty wildfire that burned more than 40 acres suspicious. At one point, the Burlington County wildfire threatened a half dozen homes. State police say it appears the fire was intentionally set. The fire has been fully contained, but crews remain on the scene to check for any hot spots. The tri-state area airports are gearing up for a surge in air travel due to the Thanksgiving holiday. The Transportation Security Administration says it has been a year of record-breaking travel days, with a new record expected this Thanksgiving weekend.
We have screened in excess of 3 million passengers in a day for the first time ever. We expect we'll break that threshold over this holiday period.
TSA experts say that the three busiest travel days will be Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after the holiday. Once again, the price you pay to withdraw from an out-of-network ATM is at a record high, according to Bankrate. Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride says many times you are paying, in fact, two fees when the ATM is not tied to your bank.
You're going to pay the ATM owner as a non-customer, but in about 60% of the cases or so, you're going to pay your bank as well.
McBride says if you want to save money at the ATM, stay with those affiliated with your bank or get cash back when running errands using a debit card. The Daniel Jones Giants era is officially over. The quarterback was granted his release by the NFL team days after being benched. New Jersey native Tommy DeVito has been prepping for Sunday's home game at MetLife Stadium against the Buccaneers. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Fewer Americans than expected filed initial jobless claims in the week ending November 16th. The Labor Department on Thursday reported receiving 213,000 first-time requests for unemployment benefits. That's down from the 219,000 received the week prior. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 426 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Will rain be around this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. This is a busy travel weekend ahead of a busy Thanksgiving week. This storm system is out of here just in time as rain and snow showers taper off tonight. We'll see raindrops and snowflakes end completely by daybreak tomorrow morning at the latest. Low temperatures mid-30s, most of the state staying above the freezing mark tonight. Clearing out and drying out tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, but still windy and blustery. Highs only 45 to 50. Sunday, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds. Highs improve to the lower 50s. Increasing clouds on Monday with seasonable high temperatures in the mid-50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Right now in Elizabeth, it's 39 degrees, Lakewood 40, and Sea Isle City also 40 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather brought to you by the Flemington Department Store. Top name furniture, free furniture delivery, and Flemington Department Store is paying your sales tax on most name brand furniture and select Sealy mattresses. Hurry in now and save big. Flemington Department Store. It's worth the trip.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.